T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons on the Score.
It might have been one of the worst coaching jobs I've ever seen in a conference championship game by the offensive slash head coach and by the defensive coordinator. I mean, their teams weren't ready to play. I mean, that's just a fact. You can't dispute this, right? You go out there and you're Matt LaFleur, or as the great Vince Lombardi, the carpenter here from Ocean City, New Jersey, the ultimate Packer fan, as he calls Matt LaFleur, Matt LaFleur, because, you know, he's like, who is this LaFleur guy? You know, like, who is he? Like, does he, can he coach? And, you know, and I was telling him about what he did at Tennessee and how bad their offense were, and it was just blowing my mind how he got the Packer job. Will you play Kyle Shanahan in this outside zone game? What's the number one thing you got to do? Set the edge, right? They couldn't get off the field, and they could never stop the run.
The McNeil and Parkin Show on 670 The Score.
That was Michael Lombardi on his GM Street podcast. He goes on with Mully and Haw and also crushed the Packers head coach.
Yeah, a very refreshing former NFL executive who doesn't bar any holds. He will give it to you if he thinks you got it coming, as he did there with Matt LaFleur, the flower.
And also, he knows he won't get a job in the NFL again.
Might as well let it fly, right?
Makes it a little easier to throw every haymaker in the game. He also enjoys it. Like, say what you will about Lombardi, he just loves to triple and quadruple down. He will reiterate his takes. He'll come up with new animal analogies for why Mitch Trubisky sucks.
He's commissioned Dan Hampton to help him with the barnyard routine.
He's got them all. But man, he's not wrong. It was a
dog's dead. Quit kicking it.
Yeah, it was a rough championship Sunday for Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers.
Oh God, yes, they lied down on Broadway. They did not give much of a fight defensively. I thought their cars were running by halftime on defense, at least. Offensively, they kept playing. They did what they could. They were playing so much uphill, it was an impossibility. But their defense quit.
And remember, we talked about it off of the final word when the question was, could it happen again? The blowout from week 12. And I was like, well, sure, it could happen.
Yes, it could. Oh, I forgot that on Monday.
And then it happened again.
Yes, there it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should make a note of that to your final word teammates.
I probably will. If I'm in this Sunday night, I will make note of that. But it was just, there were two different classes of teams. The Niners, very impressive resume, multiple impressive wins. Seattle, those battles that they had a couple of times in New Orleans. The Packers were a 14-win team without an incredible, their best win is probably Seattle at home in the playoffs. That's probably
best win. That would be their best win, which they did everything to give away.
And they were a 4-point favorite in, you know, so it's not. They were as flimsy, and I think that they were good. It's not a knock on them, but for a 14-win season, it was a fairly flimsy team that was clearly outclassed by the Niners.
They lived lucky. They also resided in a division that wasn't a fraction as potent as we thought it was going to be, especially with our team, the Bears. The Lions were a doormat again this year. They weren't very good. It's in my take one day, and it remains that, is they're very gettable. The defending champions in the Bears division are takeable next year, and I don't think Aaron Rodgers is at the end as near as so many people wanted to suggest he was Sunday night when that was just coming apart. He had a crappy game. His accuracy was really bad. It's been worse than it's been this year. He needed that running game, but they weren't in a position on Sunday evening to deploy the running game because they were down so fast and by so much. They couldn't get Aaron Jones going. It didn't make any sense to.
And the Niners' defensive line is legit. Their secondary is legit. And they're built to play out in front. They get that lead, and then they don't have to ask Jimmy Garoppolo to do a whole heck of a lot. Run the football, play defense.
No, Jimmy G. Yeah, Jimmy G. Shep, go ahead. Finish it for him.
G stands for greasy.
He was so happy with that, and I was jumping up and down. Bob Greasy, who had single digit.
I was so proud, Danny, to roll this out, especially in front of Boomer.
Shep, you got to run your Jimmy G line by Boomer. You got to do it once an hour today, especially
right,
with
fine.
Us being off early on King Day, because Boomer, like me, was born in 1961, and he remembers Bob Greasy.
Okay, Boomer, then I got to ask you, does the G in Jimmy G stand for greasy?
I don't think so. Well, I know what you mean by that, by not throwing a lot of passes yet, still winning. But that's okay.
Turn around and give it to Zonka.
Oh, my gosh.
Shep, happy to let him know he has knowledge beyond his years.
Steph will be fine at home. I'm never leaving again. that is incredible.
Danny's head's ready to explode. Don't you dare talk about a run game. We only talk about passing offenses here.
Well, we'll see which ends up winning the Super Bowl. But
if you stayed with the NFC Championship game long enough, you saw the graphic from Fox, lower left-hand corner, fewest passes in big playoff games. And I think they had three games listed, and the Dolphins had two of them, both of which were authored by Bob Greasy, who got to the Pro Football Hall of Fame by being a field general. See, that's what we called those kind of quarterbacks. That, oh, he leads. He leads. He's a captain, and he can talk to the refs when there's penalty, and all he does is give it to 39, give it to 21 and 22, and because that's all they do, occasionally Paul Warfield's going to run unguarded down the sideline, and he'll throw a 60-yard pass to number 42.
Was Fields General like the father of game manager?
Yes.
That's what it morphed into. I heard of it.
And I asked my high school football coach, who was kind of a field general at Northwestern, in the mold of a Joe Capp, the former Vikings quarterback. I said, why do people give him such credit when he doesn't throw the ball very often? And he said, he's a tremendous field general.
It's nauseating.
What you're seeing here is an experienced quarterback moving his team down the field.
Keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys. Oh, that's Hank Stram. That's not Bob Greasy.
Yes. Well, not the same generation, but close enough. But
so let's stay on the Packers
a little bit.
There was news in Green Bay today.
Well, so they lose in epic fashion. They get blown out, but they make the NFC Championship game. They're clearly a step or two ahead of the Bears, but we like Packer dysfunction. Let's play how Matt LaFleur processed the blowout ends to their season and juxtapose it with, like, if he's complaining in this way about a team that loses in the NFC Championship game, juxtapose it against how you heard your Bears brass, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, process the end of their very disappointing season. Here's Packer coach Matt LaFleur.
You know, you got to give San Francisco credit. They definitely outcoached us. And I just didn't feel like we played with the same urgency, the same tenacity, the same toughness. We didn't set the edge the same as we had been earlier this season, and you know, it's disappointing because it's not like we didn't know what they were going to try to do. We knew exactly what they were going to try to do. We knew they were going to run the football. I mean, I don't understand that, because you're there. You have an opportunity to go to play in a Super Bowl, and for that to happen, it's extremely bothersome. And we got to look at ourselves, everybody. I got to look inside of myself and see why weren't our players playing with their hair on fire. I think everybody in our organization has to do that.
I like it. That's very candid. He did point the thumb, and he has a reason to be pissed off at his defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine, and his front seven as much as anything. Well, a lot of people wanted to blame the Packers secondary. When you're relying on corners and safeties, come on, Adrian Amos got hurt. That didn't help. But, geez, all those guys were doing –
they ran all over you. They were running the ball on third and eight.
They had 180-plus yards before contact.
Yeah, that had nothing to do – I mean, honestly, it didn't even have much to do with Rodgers or the Packers' offense not keeping up with it. If you're giving up third and eight runs for touchdowns – you're just getting beat at the point of attack, plain and simple. And you got out-coached. Kyle Shanahan and how he schemes the running game is remarkable. Tevin Coleman is not a superstar talent in the backfield. Raheem Mostert, it's not David Johnson back there. It's not Saquon Barkley
I think Coleman, who probably won't go in the Super Bowl with the elbow/shoulder, Raheem Mostert is just a guy. That could have been Jeremy Langford.
Yeah,
I agree. Nobody is putting pads on you. I mean, pick a Bears running back in recent years. Take one,
Jordan Howard.
Jordan, he doesn't have the speed that Mostert has.
Yeah,
but he would have been very productive as well. Anybody would be productive when no one's hitting you.
I think it's a great Super Bowl matchup for a number of reasons, and we'll get into it all. But you've been able to run on the Chiefs' defense, and the Niners will, and they'll just try to hide Jimmy G in that way. So if Garoppolo has to win a shootout with Mahomes, I'd bet against it. But if he gets to play from out in front, they got a shot.
Yeah, the conversation has morphed into this. What lead is insurmountable? I hear people having these conversations right now.
Oh, over the Chiefs?
If the Chiefs get blank points lead, when do you say it's over? I would...
Well, it's... I understand the question. The Niners defense is better. The Titans defense was good. The Texans defense wasn't special, but the Niners defense is in a class above both of those. Like, if the Chiefs get down three scores against the Niners, I'd be pretty surprised if they were able to come back.
Yeah, I don't. I think 17 points is about where I would draw the line. I'd give them a chance at 17, but if you get mid third quarter and it remains 17, forget about it. The confetti shower is going for the first time on Andy Reid. We'll get back to NFL in just a sec. Right now, we have another celebrity guest waiting for us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mystery guest.
Okay.
Let's punch it up on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, as we celebrate the arrival of Owen Parkins. Somebody who knows a little bit about being a daddy wants to say hello to you, Danny. Hello, mystery man.
Hello. I say this with all due love and respect for our mutual friend, Danny Parkins. And Danny, you know that I know how self-aware you are, so I think you'll appreciate this. You, more than anyone I know, deserve the epic humbling that will come with fatherhood. You deserve the epic humbling and the rejiggering of priorities, the realization of what truly is important and what has just been silly and detracted you from what's important in life. You deserve that more than anybody I know, and I say that.
That's great.
Babe.
Yes.
Go back to the Bahamas.
He's got to take a few more steps off of the fraternity house porch now, doesn't he?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Mac. Exactly what I'm saying. I mean, the big question is whether the morning orange juice continues. Like, you know,
I didn't want to throw Steph under the bus, but I have noticed that I have not gotten orange juice in the last 4 days bedside. I've noticed.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
She's slipping.
And as my wife texted to you guys earlier, we sent you a gift. But she forgot to check the box to have it gift wrapped. So you'll have to just imagine some beautiful gift wrapping and ignore the price tag.
Gift card to Joe's.
We thought the baby would really enjoy some recycled $50 gift cards via NBC Sports Chicago for Joe's Stonecraft.
It'd be perfect.
Yeah, it really would be. No, but she wants you to know that she ordered your gift from the Bahamas, from the freaking Bahamas, interrupted. That's how much she loves you. She screams from the other side of the bed.
Well, from the other side of the bed.
I know you guys are concerned. It's very windy here. It's very windy.
Knock it off.
The 70
sunny
is a problem. It's a problem today. This wind is ridiculous.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you in paradise. Tell Christine thank you. I've enjoyed our texts, and it was very nice. It was very thoughtful. And, yeah, I mean, developing takes in the NICU this morning, I gotta say, it makes it a little hard to get really into Super Bowl props in the NICU. It's an adjustment, but I'm confident if there's anyone who can do it, it'll be me.
I think that's it. And you probably already do this, but Evernote or some kind of note-taking app is your best friend. As you're running around, as you're watching young Owen at a park in a couple of years, You'll take a note on Evernote and you'll access it in the morning.
It's perfect.
There are a lot of cliches in life that are just words, but the one that I think resonates and rings truest when it comes to being a parent is how fast it goes. And Matt, you can speak to this. I mentioned when Len was with us a little while ago, once normalcy returns, I try not to give too many suggestions. First of all, I got a partner who doesn't want them, Spiegs, as you know. But I say savor every moment because it does fly by. And Ruben, now 8, I'm sure you're seeing this. Man, where is it going, right?
It's unbelievable, Mac. I still will talk to listeners who remember when I announced on our show that I was going to be a daddy. And when I tell them that he's 7 or now 8, they just lose their minds because it moves fast for them. It moves fast for us. Yes. There's a reason why these concepts of mindfulness and truly being present and this idea of leaving your phone off for a while. Those people are going to be there. The people that matter are not going to be bothered if you don't text them back. And if the ones who are bothered, maybe deserve your care a little bit less. So, and not working while on vacation, says my wife from the other side of the bed. But I wish you joy and presence. I wish you mindfulness and presence. And of course, the best vibes I have, the good ones.
Good vibes, babe. Go back to your wife and thank you. We'll talk soon, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks, Mac. And thanks, Park.
Right. Thank you. Have a boat drink for me.
Yeah.
Umbrella drinks. It's windy here today.
There's no way that was a 100% sober call, right? He had had something. He sounded fine. I'm just saying. Yeah. We're not interrupting vacation.
It's 4:20, too,
yeah,
where he is.
Yeah, he's totally fine. He had the plane in the air, right, as you like to say. I will say, I got an alert on my phone the other day that my screen time way down last week.
Fantastic.
Yeah, all it takes, your wife being hospitalized for a week of labor.
Boy, you came back with a flurry today in our show email, though. My goodness, you had some thoughts on your mind for upcoming shows.
Oh, you got
whoa!
I got thoughts. Yeah. You got things. You see things.
It's like I thought Sean Anderson was on your on the end.
It wasn't that long.
Oh,
it was just big picture
economy
stuff.
Of words, baby.
Let's go. Oh, was that too much?
No.
It was too much.
I enjoyed it. We need some leadership around here. I'm too old.
That's what you're telling me at our dinner. So I felt bad. I had been burdening you too much. My God. What were we doing? It doesn't matter.
We were talking about the Packers and how Matt LaFleur was yelling today. Not yelling, but soft-spoken. But upset with himself, upset with his coaches, upset his team did not play with his hair on fire in the NFC Championship game.
I enjoyed that from Matt LaFleur, and I think that there's a reasonable argument that you would like to hear a little bit more from Matt Nagy on something like that. Now, again, it's just words. Actions matter a whole heck of a lot more, but he definitely seemed angrier after a 14-win season and loss in the NFC Championship game on the road to a 1 seed than the Bears did in an 8-8 season that many of us said is the most disappointing in 25 years.
That's my thought today. When I learn of the tone in Green Bay of the head coach, there was far too much kumbaya with our Bears this year. Now, Green Bay accomplished a hell of a lot more. They won the division, and they went to the playoffs, and the Bears did neither of those things.
Yeah, I thought that was good. If I'm a Packer fan and I hear that, I'm excited for next season. I'm thinking, all right, we got the coach. There's still enough in the quarterback. Won games. I'll take my chances.
They need an interior lineman up front. They need either a tight end or a better receiver to complement Devontae Adams.
Need
it's
some
tough
speed.
For me to feel sorry for Aaron Rodgers because he only has Devontae Adams, as I've heard say. That's pretty good. Adams said over the weekend he's the best receiver in pro football, and I suppose if you play the position and you're skilled at a high level, you got to think that.
Devontae Adams said that about himself?
Yes, he's delusional
if
he believes
wrong.
He's the best receiver in football. He's incredibly good. He's top five. I think he's top five. He's right there.
Really?
Yes. Michael Thomas.
Julio.
Hopkins.
I would put Hopkins ahead of Julio. Yeah.
Julio's awesome and a great blocking receiver. He can do it all.
Julio is like.
What about Tyreek Hill?
Tyreek Hill is on the periphery of that. I think I'd rather have Devontae Adams.
Than Tyreek?
Yeah.
See, I think
I wonder how many offenses would it be able to highlight Tyreek Hill as well as this one does? Like, would he be as
I think Aaron Rodgers would be able to.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's one of them.
So I'm saying, like, would the Packers be better with Devontae Adams or Tyreek Hill?
If you're only getting one,
I'll take Tyreek Hill in that spot. Because I just think it helps other guys more. Like
Tyreek Hill as the guy, I don't know if I trust as much.
Yeah, like, I don't
look
either.
Around him now, you have the best tight end or second best tight end in football right there to use as a weapon. You have all over the place. You have that kind of offense that he's in.
And the Packers have a tight end problem. I have felt forever Jimmy Graham is one of the most. He's not washed so up. Overrated yeah. anymore
no.
because he's not very rated. He should probably hang him up.
I would say also I'd still take Odell Beckham. We haven't seen it in a minute.
You and can I, have him and yeah. his fake money.
And I take Mike Evans, too.
Is Mike Evans the best receiver on his team?
I mean, Godwin had a monster year, but I'd still – Evans is a more of a matchup problem. 6'5", 240.
So we haven't named a ton of guys. He's near the top five. If not top five, he's on the periphery.
Yeah,
he's
I don't need to be quibbling with you. I'm just saying, if he says he's the best in football, that's ludicrous. But – got to have that confidence, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody at Lake Forest said that, we'd probably laugh a lot harder.
Yes, yeah. Devontae Adams is closer to the top five than anyone on the Bears, which is a tremendous compliment.
Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen are fine in combination. I'd rather have Devontae Adams than either of them.
Galladay?
Nope.
You'd rather have?
I'd rather have Adams.
Yeah.
Adams. And nope. Adams can run. He's not slow. He's not as fast as Tyreek Hill, but nobody is. Nobody's fast as he is.
Would you rather have Amari Cooper?
No.
See,
no
I
way.
Might.
No.
Yeah, Devontae Adams, he's really good. He's really good, but I think he's overinflating himself. I didn't hear him say that, but good for him. Brag on your way out the door when you're losing by. How many did they lose by in the
NFC? Oh, it was before the game.
Oh,
it was,
okay,
part of the 15-hour pregame show.
It wasn't in his exit interview. This hour on The Score brought to you by CarX. Save up to $200 on four tires installed at CarX. There's also being greatness being celebrated in sports today, but I'm wondering if people are missing the point. It's next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
Danny Mac and Dan Parker Show.
Yes.
Afternoons on The Score.
Oh, yeah. Bringing back an oldie but a goodie.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves face Manitoba Saturday, February 1st. The first 2,500 fans to enter the Allstate Arena receive an Oscar Dansk bobblehead. For tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Who can it be now on our telephone line, the Alpamonte Ford hotline? Alpamonte Ford is in Melrose Park. You got 10 more days to sing the praises of the great Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and we'll get to it. But I thought it would make sense today. We got a few people in here to say hello and wish you, Steph, and Owen nothing but the best. Maybe a guy who brought a son into the world a while back. Mystery guest, good afternoon and welcome to The Score.
It won't be much of a mystery, I'm sure, for long. But Danny, Len Casper here. I want to welcome you to the fraternity.
Yeah, happy birthday, Len. Happy birthday, buddy.
Well, thank you. That's not why I called, though. I just want to congratulate you and Steph. And I know it's been a trying time, but it's a wonderful time. And Owen is now, as you know, the most important person in the entire world for you. And hopefully they'll be home from the hospital relatively soon. And I'll give you one piece of advice, and I'm sure your partner can back me up on this. But once you and Steph and Owen are all at home together, and family members offer to come over and watch your son while you and Steph go do something unrelated or sleep, take it. Please take it, because the biggest mistake we made is "Oh, we've got it figured out. You know, thanks for the offer, but we'll take care of everything. You're going to need sleep, and you're going to need some time for yourselves because, as you know, your entire life has just changed completely."
Well, thank you, Len. That is that's beautiful. I appreciate the text we've exchanged also. I apologize for not getting back to everybody right away. Your phone blows up when this sort of news spreads. But
what's up with that? But Danny is apologizing to me, Mac, for texting me back like 10 hours after I texted him. You should apologize for apologizing.
Yeah.
You should not have to get back to anybody right now, Danny. This is your life, man.
What I loved about him not getting back was you and I were coming off the ropes on how much fun running the football was Sunday and Parkins. It's maybe it just took him an hour to come up with a defense for it.
Yeah.
I don't know, for his style of play, but I enjoyed that enormously.
Yeah, man, the phone has been blowing up, but no, that advice is beautiful, Len. Thank you. And trust me, even if I wanted to say no, I have a Jewish mother. What would I do? She'll kick me out of that. She wants time to be a grandma too. So we have the support system we have around here with starting with my parents and my younger sister and my older brother, than my other sisters in California, but friends, family, it's been great. So we will certainly take that advice.
I would like to ask Len to comment on something, and he hit on something very key here. Once normalcy takes over in your life and Owen is home and there begins to be normalcy, treasure every experience. You know, I felt for this guy on our phone this past year because I related to it. When he and Pam, lucky enough to have a son, when he went to the University of Illinois and the nest is empty, you say, man, where did it go?
Yeah.
Because it does go fast. I mean, everything, whether it's Cub Scouts or band or soccer or Little League, cherish what they cherish. Even if it's not your flavor, cherish it and envelop yourself in it.
Well, I'm going to give you another piece of advice, Danny. I hate doing this, but I'm going to do it, and Mac will back me up on this because I heard his – and by the way, Mac, you're totally wrong on Tony Romo. However, your point about grammar is spot on, and the best piece of advice I got, and my dear wife Pam was great about this, and they spent a lot of time alone together when I was on the road. But when you talk to your son, don't say, "Daddy wants you to do this." Say, "I want you to do this." Verbally, he will be years ahead of other kids his age. We tend to talk to children who are 1, 2, and 3 years old like we talk to our pets. Daddy would like you to whatever. Grandma would like to just speak to them like they're an adult, and you will not believe how far ahead verbally he will be.
Okay,
trust me on
that's
there.
Great. Yeah, that is going to be. Len's playing the role of Rick Moranis in Parenthood when he says, "Why do we
I'm
have to treat
you,
our children
I'm
like they're
you,
adorable little morons?"
It's confusing to a kid when you're speaking in the third person, because then they start to talk about themselves in the third person. They don't understand.
Yeah, like George likes his chicken spicy.
My niece once said, "Love me." And was like, "Love me, it's love you," and didn't understand the me and the you and the difference. So I'm telling you, if you speak to Owen like you speak to your partner on the air, he'll just kick butt when he's two, and he'll be using words that other kids at his age will not know.
Yeah, cursing and talking about point spreads. But okay, that's great advice. thank you, Len. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling, buddy.
You got it, guys. And one last thing, if I can just talk sports for a second.
Oh, sure.
The Quenneville return last night was one of the best sports moments that I can remember. As you know, I'm a hockey fan, but I would not have missed that first period and to see the reaction to him. I got goosebumps. That's, to me, one of the greatest things about sports. Loved it. Loved every second of it.
Were you there or watching on TV when they finally showed us?
I was watching on television.
Yeah, yeah. That was a gaffe. I guess NBC apologized for it today, but that doesn't excuse it, really. They missed the damn thing. Florida Panthers TV got it, but we didn't have it here.
It's a bad miss.
I just loved it. I loved his reaction. Everything about the way he was touched, it really, really meant a lot. All right. Have a great show, Danny. Congrats.
Thanks, Len. I appreciate it.
See you guys.
See you,
okay.
Len. Bye-bye.
That is Len Casper with us on the Alphamonte Ford Hotline. No, listen, everybody has advice. The idea of, like, talking to him in the first person and worried about his speech development – that still seems a little far down the road with where he is now, but his point is obviously a valid one. And no, it's thank you. It's been truly overwhelming, man. Like, it's you know, it's cool to see people rally around you, not in times of crisis, because I don't want to put it like that. Like, this is a happy
trying times.
Yeah, trying times. Like, this is a happy moment, but it is a trying time. And one of the things, and I know I was telling you this and telling Mitch it, is, you know, we do have a lot of help and support with my family and a huge group of friends here, and we're super lucky about that. But also, like, everyone wants to, you know, do something for us right away. Like, what can I do now? So, well, hold on. Like, he's actually not home. Like, don't, when you brought your child home 2-3 days after they were born and you needed that help right away, that's actually not exactly where we are. Like, we're going to need that help in 6-8 weeks, hopefully, when we bring Owen home. The good thing is Steph will be fully recovered physically, not the emotional part,
but the
physical part from the birth.
So what you're saying is hold your help, everybody.
Oh, just, you know, it's been an interesting balancing act.
I imagine.
Like, everybody wants to come in from out of town, but you can't hold him. You know, like, the only people even allowed the skin-to-skin.
Well, you got to be direct, I would think.
No, absolutely. But I'm just, it's just a thing that you don't think about in this, because it's non-traditional or whatever, right? Like, my mom and dad were the first people outside of Steph and I to meet Owen, which is exactly how I would want it. But you know how hard it is for my mom not to hold him?
Can't imagine.
Like, it's so hard. And so, you know, we're sitting there and we're visiting and we're talking to him, and she can hold his hand or hold his foot or something, but she can't hold him. And so it's the whole thing. It's a challenging but beautiful and amazing time all together. And I think a lot of people, when they have a child, the emotions are almost all happiness, right? And positive.
Yeah.
And maybe a little bit of scared for, like, oh my God, my life's going to change. But it's like the good kind of scared, like before you go on a roller coaster. This is a different kind of scared, as in, like, is he breathing? Can he eat? Can he maintain his body temperature? What is this wire that's beeping mean? You know what I mean?
Did he lose 4 ounces of weight?
Right, which is to a high percentage of where he's supposed to. You know, so it's a different mind game that you're kind of playing with yourself right now. And I'm dealing with it as best I can. And Steph is doing amazing, but I am not at all naive to the fact that it's 100 times harder on her than it is on me.
Shep won the pool. Shep had your parents in the first at the hospital pool. Oh. Tanny and I both had Jimmy Conway and his wife Mickey, because they were always the first to arrive. Sure. Good fellas.
Yeah, no, I know what you're doing. Thank you.
Good fellows.
Good fellows.
Good fellows.
Oh, this is the ridiculousness and nonsense I need. It's good to be back. McNeil and Park is on the score. Thanks for hanging out. McNeil and Parkins on the score. So how's it been?
It's been good. Just joining us, Danny Parkins and his wife Stephanie have a son named Owen.
That's right. I'm officially a dad.
Daddy!
He'll be in the NICU a while. If that's your thing, keep him in your thoughts. I appreciate everyone who has reached out. It's been amazing.
NICU,
man.
NICU.
What a place.
I can imagine.
It is crazy. Things they can do.
Yeah.
And then it's like you're getting ready to come back to work. And I'm like, so what are we going to be talking about? Cubs convention? Sox fest? Like, God. Did we always deal in the trivial? You call it the toy department. I love the nonsense. And like, I love it. And I love acknowledging that we deal in the nonsense. It's a distraction from everyone else's, you know, problems. And the best compliment people can give, I always tell people this, is if we make your day go by faster, it's the best compliment you can give the show. This is hopefully going to make my day go by a little bit faster.
I think it will, man. The number of people who texted during the first 40 minutes or so saying, I went through something similar.
Yeah.
I went through, whenever people go through tragedy or trying times and they find relief from what we do, that is the most rewarding compliment we can receive. At least that's how I always have felt, and I think you kind of are on the same page.
No,
right?
there's no question about it. It's what we do. Our job is complete and utter nonsense.
And it is side dish season. Anything and everything. If you don't mind, I want a few minutes for college basketball today.
Oh, really?
If you don't mind,
by all means.
Just so I can say
Is Danny, I mean, he has to take the college tournament off because Chicago's not worthy of him being around it.
Perfect timing.
Are you worthy of of speaking college basketball to Danny.
Perfect timing for when Owen comes home.
It is perfect. Yeah, no,
although you're going to want a hall pass, though, because you want to be in the bar.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Which of these things?
It might be a coincidence if Steph's mom comes in for the opening weekend of the tournament to offer a little bit of extra help for those 4 days. That might be completely coincidental. I don't know.
I just have been wanting to say this name for, 12, 15 hours now. Silvio D'Souza.
Do you think he would ever play again if he would have swung that chair? Because, I mean, he might still not play again.
Ooh.
Right? But, like, that was, what an
image.
That was
really, really ugly-ass scene, man.
Well, and at Allen Fieldhouse, that's where the, like, wheelchair-accessible seating is. So it could
have... didn't grab one of those.
Well, it could have been 10 times worse. You know what I mean? Like, it was really bad. The optics of it were terrible. But imagine if they would knocked over someone in a wheelchair and he swings that chair. It could have been way worse than it was.
Nobody was hurt, and really punches weren't significant. There was a chest stepped on. There was a Big Ten chest thumping last night. To stomping, I shouldn't say thumping.
In the Illinois-Purdue game,
But nobody really got hurt. It's funny. We were just talking with Will Purdue yesterday about how basketball players don't know how to fight. They're always just flailing, and then they get mad once there's separation, and it's like, hold me back, hold me back.
Carmelo Anthony leads the league in that. I think all-time NBA history and like fake hold me back tough guy moment. Like, I would have came at you if Nazi Muhammad didn't get in the way.
Syracuse thing.
Yeah, definitely. a lot of fake tough guys up there.
It was a wrestling match when the Hawks had their morning skate yesterday. I don't know if you heard about that.
So I heard about it. So Taves and Keith?
Taves and Keith, yeah. And Taves laughed it off afterward. No one knows. Nothing's been said about it. They're not going to say. I don't know.
So weird.
Just, guys are around each other a lot. In their line of work, you can do that sort of thing without getting a notice from HR. In our line of work, you can't. Which is unfortunate. I'd love to pull your jersey up over your head every now and again.
I imagine. I mean, we'd be a good team, right? On this show, your willingness to engage, my reach. We'd be very strong. That's true. Tanny is intimidating. We have 4 people on the show.
Tanny's intimidating, but he's so gentle. I don't know as of yet if he possesses the Neanderthal gene.
He's a gentle giant.
He is.
Yeah,
teddy bear. He's a big teddy bear.
Anyone care to find out?
I was scared as hell of him when I first, my eyes first met his years
back.
Honestly? Really? You serious?
Your reputation precedes
it
you,
did.
As they say.
I think I'm not the only one on this side of the partition who would agree with that. Came aboard.
Yeah. I don't think it was the physical intimidation. I don't think you thought you were going to body slam him, but then maybe you were going to throw Sonys at him.
Yeah, exactly. World champion headphone tosser is what we had
Thank
heard.
Thank God the cart machines were out of the building by that time.
That's exactly right. Strangle you with my microphone cord.
I can't remember the last time I threw a piece of equipment. It hasn't happened. Shep
can remember.
When I was taken off the air, probably, when Mitch took my helmet away with the paralyzed vocal cord, when he said, you can't do it, he said that once in the middle of a show. I don't know why he didn't say it a number of other times.
That was about as bad as I got during the paralyzed vocal cord thing. I'm like, this information would have been useful 40 minutes ago.
I took the headphones and I didn't slam them, but I gave them an aggressive toss. And barring that, I don't think it's happened in probably a dozen years or so, maybe. Maybe when I was with Spiegs, I probably threw something.
So not since your mid-40s? What an evolved human.
I didn't see the light until I was 46 in many ways. 46, and then continued growth after that. Hopefully, you always keep growing.
Yeah, that's the goal. Y'always?
Yeah.
How do you spell y'always?
Ask Tony Romo.
Okay. You're way out of line on Romo, by the way.
About what?
He's a good broadcaster. He's calling out Steve Spagnuolo, putting out the goal line defense at the 40-yard line.
He has moments. Obviously, he's a good broadcaster. References. ESPN would never overspend for talent, would it?
Well, hey, I think you'd be better served at ESPN.
I think it would be good for Monday Night Football. You know I've been wanting Marquee. I can't bitch about them hiring Romo. because he is clearly that. He's been a number one for 3 years now on CBS. It is an upgrade. He is a household name. He is fun. He enjoys his job. He is usually very successful at predicting plays based on tendencies he's seen on film. He has a ton of attributes.
Yeah.
He often shows his horrible inexperience, and his language skills are not satisfactory for a guy in those headphones.
Language skills.
Yes, they're important.
They matter more, in my opinion, for the broadcaster.
He as is a broadcaster.
The analyst, though. Play-by-play.
Because he's a jock, it's okay to be a dope?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Conversational. He's conversationally explaining technical terms in football. So when he's telling me that the Titans are showing a man-to-man front, but then they're dropping into a cover three zone, and Mahomes is beating it by recognizing that post-snap and taking off and scrambling, I don't need his syntax to be perfect when he's explaining
that
to me.
I don't expect him to go by every look. English is a complicated language. I don't expect him to not split verbs or, you know, not end a sentence in a preposition, but I do expect him to articulate when the word especially irritates me. That's not it's acceptable for the guy at the Shell station when you go in and buy a lottery ticket and get a tank of gas.
I feel like we're picking nits, though. Like, so he mispronounced a word in a 3.5-hour broadcast in front of 50 million people. Do you know how many mistakes you and I make?
I won't say especially. I just, you know, he could use.
So that's the mistake that's unacceptable.
He could use an upgrade in language skills. That's all.
All right. Yeah. I put him on every Super Bowl as far as I'm concerned. That's why I don't think he'll go to ESPN.
This is going to be great, Jim.
Can't do. He gets it.
There's a chance that Kansas City scores 600-700 points in this half. They're just that good that they could really pull it off. They're incredibly amazing and incredibly amazing. And just, I just love watching them. I want to kiss them. I want to hug them and just make them my best friends ever.
Frank Caliendo's Tony Romo.
It's not bad.
That's really good.
I was wondering if he was miking up my living room during the second half of that game. That was confusing. This segment brought to you by your Chicagoland Papa John's. The new extra cheesy Alfredo pizza from Papa John's has all the craveable and flavorable goodness you want from a pizza. Extra cheese and a three cheese blend with Alfredo sauce and garlic parmesan crust. Try it just for $10 today. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. It's also time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on the score. This hour's keyword is PAD. Text PAD, P-A-D. PAD to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is PAD to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. We can point and laugh a little bit at the Green Bay Packers. I know people always enjoy that, even if I have been away for a while. That never goes out of style. It's McNeil and Parkins on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.